So you did have a meeting with the police chief following last Tuesday's meeting.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
What did you discuss with them?
Well, in part, it was to just build on the conversations that we had around the council table. And unfortunately, Chief Boy wasn't able to attend that meeting as department head. So he had watched the council meeting, and so we kind of just wanted to touch on some of the points that were raised during that discussion. But mostly, of course, I was looking for some updates on, you know, some of the most recent activity that's been going on in town. Of course, in the past few weeks, there's been, break and enter incidents in the headlines almost every day, every other day. So wanted to get a good sense of, you know, the police service's handle on that. And just ensure that line of communication stayed open and relevant, and made a request for more frequent updates and communication coming from the Timmins Police Services. Of course, since I was elected last October, I'm no longer on the Timmins Police Services Board of Directors, and so I just wanted to make sure that I'm staying up to date with the going-ons at the police service.
And obviously, you and the chief are on the same page about the problem and possible solutions.
Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, I was already aware of, you know, some of the challenges that they're facing in terms of staffing, which, you know, is something that we hear and is being felt across every sector. So the police forces aren't unique in that aspect. But, you know, so we talked about what some of their recruitment strategies are, retention strategies. And so they're actively working on those. So just wanted to get a better sense of how things are going in terms of staffing, and how that might be contributing to some of the you know, community impact. I must say that it was reassuring having the conversation with the chief, because though, you know, he acknowledges that their officers are quite overworked at the moment. He expressed his pride and his team for just their ability to see out the number of investigations that they are, and they're seeing them through, and they're getting that investigative work done. So that was really good to hear that, you know, despite the volume and activities, they're able to still get their work done. So we talked about that for a little while. And then, of course, I wanted to get a better idea of what their strategic planning process is going to entail. He informed me that they should be awarding the contract for that in the coming weeks. And then at that point, it'll start to come to life, and we'll have a better idea of what that'll consist of. But again, he reassured me that there'll be, you know, opportunity for the public to provide their feedback and give some input and some of their suggestions, concerns. And so that's essentially, you know, what I really wanted to hear, because we know the public, the business community especially, you know, are feeling like they're being unheard. They're not being heard in their concerns and their frustrations and their experiences, and they're frustrated, and rightly so. And so I just wanted to reiterate, you know, the need for that public input into their strategic planning process. So that's definitely going to be a consideration for them as they award the contract, making sure that that's communicated with the proponent that receives that contract. So,
yeah. And the other thing, too, is this issue is one where police and the city have to be reactive, because you can't be proactive. No one has a crystal ball and knows that someone's going to kick a window in at a store downtown, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's relieving to know that the general public do understand that a lot of the root causes of, again, the frequency and the volume of these incidences is really out of our hands. You know, we know that there has to be a review at the justice system level. And it's been relieving to hear comments from residents, you know, acknowledging that that's not necessarily something that mayor or council or, you know, the police services can fix today. We just have to keep advocating for that review and for the necessary changes. But yes, you're right. You know, we have to be proactive. We have to make sure that we're patrolling the hotspots, make sure that we're taking every concern seriously and trying to deter some of this from happening.
Yeah, it's not a one solution issue. There's all kinds of stuff, as you just mentioned. Okay.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, I suppose I'd like to say that these conversations are ongoing. You know, though it might appear like it's the first time that we talk, the chief and I, and that we start to have these conversations, it's not. They have been ongoing, and I've requested that we do better at communicating these. Every conversation we're having, every action we're taking, and every plan we're putting into place, because though I know it's something that I'm thinking about and talking about and meeting with community groups about every day, again, the residents and the businesses need to know that we are focused on addressing those issues, and so we're going to try to do better at communicating that. And not responding to what we're hearing. And so I'm actively meeting with business owners that are being affected by these issues, meeting with residents, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure the safety for our business community and for residents more generally across the city. And of course, we know that this isn't something that's isolated to just the downtown. Businesses and residences are dealing with, property damage, property theft across the city, and we're well aware of that. And we're trying to put things in place that'll help mitigate that and reduce what's going on out there until we're able to actually put an end to it, right? So,
okay, very good. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Bob.